it's easier to remember a song than information. Think about your ABCs. You know them because of a song. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Claire McInerney reports on one school incorporating that concept into its entire curriculum.
From the parking lot at Tinley Genesis Academy in Indianapolis, you can hear music. Outside of the school, it's a dull thumping. But once you enter the front door, drumming, shrieking, and synchronized chanting greets you before the secretary even has a chance to say hello. It's all coming from the gym. Second through fourth grade classes stand on the sidelines of the basketball court, drumming, dancing, and taking turns singing their class chants.
This is our morning meeting that we have every morning, and our students get together, we celebrate together. Right now we're hearing class chants. So every class is named after a college or university, and so it's the different cohorts within our school that are doing their class chant.
In addition to the class chants, teachers step into the center of the circle and share academic and emotional achievements of their students. At the end, Principal Todd Hawks leads the students in affirmations, giving encouragement for the day. And it's not just the morning meeting. Students have music class 4 days a week.
They're learning world drumming, piano, performing arts skills that teaches them life skills, and how to read and write music.
Hawks says teachers are required to use music throughout their curriculum. Rhythm, song, and music are present in every subject, every day.
Whether it's learning different science concepts, math processes, or acting out what we're learning in reading and adding music to it, because it makes the learning more fun, more engaging, and things easier to remember.
And here's what the music curriculum looks like in everyday lessons. First grade teacher Celeste Carricker stands in front of a calendar in her classroom with all of her students seated on the carpet facing her. For first graders, learning how to determine the date is an important math skill.
Yes, doing the date and the months and knowing how long a week is and knowing them in order, like what day would come next. It's important for sequencing the week and the months of the year.
And while she leads the lesson by asking questions, the students tell me how they knew what came next, because it was in a song. Tinley Genesis Academy is part of the larger Tinley Charter School network. Principal Hawk says Tinley Schools wanted a school with a music-focused curriculum because studies indicate music is a strong learning tool, and
kids who engage in music activities and lessons beginning at the age of five, that they outperform their peers on standardized tests, on college placement tests.
Of course, many teachers across the state use music in their lessons, but they aren't required to use this strategy. Teacher Celeste Carricker says her lesson planning takes much longer, but she knows it's worth it, because in her words, it works. Tinley Genesis is in its second year, and Principal Hawks says that's given him time to see the social impact of the music curriculum.
So many of our kids come from so many different backgrounds, and so for us to have a way for them to deal with emotions, feelings, challenges in their life in a healthy way, it allows us to focus on the learning with them.
Hawk says schools with music-driven curricula can really thrive in a charter setting, since it's a specific type of learning parents may want to opt into. And another charter school with a similar curriculum to Tinley Genesis opened in Indianapolis in the fall. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.